This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Welcome to your Q. This is Shannon Sebastian, and so excited to be back. We were off for Thanksgiving, and I really hope everybody had a wonderful time, enjoyed family, enjoyed friends, and just was thankful for all the good things we should be thankful for. So it's always nice to spend time with your family. I got to see my grandkids and had a wonderful, different type of Thanksgiving this year, but it was enjoyable. My son's, one of his friends just opened a restaurant, and so we went there and actually did a Thanksgiving with multiple people, and quite a few of them actually strangers to us, and we were strangers to them. And so, but it was really fun to just come together and get to know people and spend time with some people you know and some people you don't. And it was really kind. Everybody was so wonderful and warm and welcome. So I feel very blessed for that. And I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. But we're Thursdays and we're back to business. And so today I have two wonderful ladies in the studio here with me, and I have Teresa Derby, who is with Atrio Health Plans, and she is the agent manager. That kind of sounds almost like a cat wrangler, because I know what we're like. So
exactly.
And also Jacqueline Osborne, who is the community engagement manager from P3 Health Plan Health Partners of Oregon. Almost said health plan. Can you tell that I'm used to saying that all the time?
Yes.
And I was telling her before we got on the show, that's why I'm like, oh, that's our cue just kicked on, because we're sitting here talking. Was her job title sounds like an absolutely great time. So I'm hoping you ladies had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was calm and relaxing, and you know, I have no complaints on my end.
Yeah. Teresa?
Football.
Football.
Oh, that's right. You guys won.
Yeah, football.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Go Ducks.
That's killing me, Smalls. You're killing me. Well, welcome, ladies, and thank you for taking time out of what I know right now is a really busy time. Teresa, especially, I know this is my busy time, your busy time. And so thank you for coming and taking time out of your day. And I'm very appreciative.
Glad to do it.
Well, we're kind of getting down to the wire here, so I guess that would be the first. Right. I feel like we should have warning signs. Warning. You know, a couple days left of open annual enrollment period. And so do you want to talk about that for a second?
Absolutely.
Fill the people in on what what they need to know.
5 days left. Warning. 5 days left. So
yes.
I would do my William Shatner voice, but I really can't pull them off.
That's good.
Are we sick of the TV commercials?
Everybody knows my answer. I've literally gotten emails about my conversations about
I go home and I cannot get away from work. It's driving me crazy. So annual enrollment does end, of course, December 7th, and you need to know that. So if you accidentally made a change, not into Atrio. I'm just going to be bold. It's, you know, or, you know, you made a change, you're like buyer's remorse. Think about Atrio. Think about the Shannon Sebastian at Premier Insurance, who goes over
so
all
sweet
of our plans. No, seriously, the local agent base here is amazing.
They are.
And our plans this year are freaking amazing. I can actually say that. But this is the time where you can make as many choices as you want, and then it cuts off on the 7th. So the last choice is it for you for the year, unless there's a special enrollment. And then, of course, there's the next one coming up. But one thing we really want to make sure, you and I have been talking offline about all those phone calls, cold calls are coming in and stuff. And I feel like our seniors are deer in headlights this year, don't you? It's like, oh, my gosh. So you really want to know what you're doing. You don't give out your personal information. Why am I saying that? Even my daughter, who is a techie, sent me these things that are going on and scare tactics on the phone and stuff. And beware. So you make the calls. You find the agent. You go over that stuff. And don't give out personal information on that phone unless you know exactly what you're doing. And if anybody makes you nervous, then maybe it's not a good thing. So the nice part about Atrio, of course, is we're local. And we partner with P3, which you're going to learn all about. So we want you guys hearing about the good news about P3, who we partner with, what they are, because when they call, it's a good reason.
Well, and I think that, you know, we had talked before the show, and I call Teresa every once in a great while just to vent, save space about my thoughts about these commercials and these phone calls,
right,
because
right.
I literally haven't had, I'm going to say maybe a handful of clients that have sat in front of me that haven't mentioned the commercials, the getting their Part B premiums back, which is misleading at the minimum on that. So there are some options, but it's not what you think it is. So,
yeah.
You know, that's, I think the scare tactic of sign up now, you don't want to miss out on anything. I have heard those verbiages reiterated back to me, like, I'm calling, you know, I know we already talked, but I want to make sure I'm not missing out on something, or,
right.
You know, that I'm getting everything that I'm, you know, eligible for. And so it just really is really bothersome. And the phone calls, I shared with Teresa the other day that we literally got one when we were up visiting my father-in-law Thanksgiving morning. And I'm like, that's a holiday.
No.
And so,
take a
break. Yeah, this person, obviously my father-in-law couldn't hear very well on the phone and knew it wasn't one of his family members. And so he, you know, said, sister, would you take this call? I think it's a scam. And I got on it. And the gentleman's like, I need to talk to, you know, so-and-so. And I said, well, he handed the phone to me because, you know, he's not understanding why you're calling and it is hard for hearing. And so we talked about, why are you calling? And he said, oh, this is very urgent. We only have a couple days. We have to get his plan changed. It's crucial. It's whatever. And it's like, you know, I'm his daughter-in-law. My father-in-law has excellent insurance coverage. He's not going to have anything but excellent insurance coverage. And so I was colorful. I'm not going to lie. I tried to tell the truth on here, but I was colorful, said my piece. And the gentleman then made a sorry mistake to tell me I didn't know what I was talking about. So then I had to tell him what my job was and what I do for a living and how wrong he was about that. So, you know, to experience that on my own. And
eye-opener, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. It really shook me to my core. As you know, I was really frustrated by that. But, and Jacqueline, I want to talk about that. I think, you know, before the show, we had talked a little bit about how that might impede with you guys calling out, because some of my own clients have hung up on me because they didn't recognize my voice, and I'm trying to service my clients and tell them the changes, and they're just getting so inundated. I mean, 15 to 20 is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Calls a day. That's a lot. That's horrible.
It is horrible.
It is hard, especially, you know, during the season of phone calls, and then we're calling to make sure they're good or if they just got discharged out of the hospital, you know, so then that probably increases the volume as well. So we do get hung up on, you know, I'm going to be honest, we do, and it's always within the patient's best interest. But again, if you're getting 20 calls a day, I'd hang up too, honestly.
Yeah, well, I've had to email mine and like feel like it's a white flag email. Hey, that was me. I'll call back tomorrow. You know, but I completely understand it. And you know what? Honestly, I'd rather my clients do hang up on them than sit there and be scared, because that's honestly the method that's being used, is the fear of missing out, the fear of not doing something right, correctly, or, you know, missing a deadline or whatever. I mean, it's not.
I sure don't like it. And it seems like media and news and all that right now is scare tactics. I don't know if it's because of COVID or what, but I think about, I want to be different. And I appreciate you because you want to be different. We're straight shooters. We want to tell the truth. We'll lay out all the different plans, and here they are. This is how it works, and we want to make sure we do that. And maybe if a few of us more and more start doing that, maybe some of the other stuff will change if we don't put up with it. At least we can hope.
Yeah, at least you can hope.
Yeah.
So we hear you. We've heard you all year, and we're so sorry. And I know we're all trying to do our due diligence to figure out this problem from next year,
right?
And try to take a stand. So I just want my clients to know and the seniors of this community, hey, we're hearing what you're saying about these calls and about all this stuff, and people are trying to jump in there and make some action happen because it needs to. I mean, I literally had a client ask me if we got $1 million because that's what he felt like. He was being headhunted, and whoever got him got $1 million. That's how aggressive he felt like it's been for him. And I'm like, I hear you. I see you, and I commiserate with you. But don't mess with the seniors' companies. This is not cool. So we're enough with that. I could go two shows on that. I could burn up hours. But Jacqueline, I'm gonna pop over to you, and so tell us, you know, what I saw the three P's for what P3 is. So tell us a little bit about your mission statement. Or
yes, so P3 Health Partners, we have the P3 Health Partners Oregon, and then which is more so our Salem market, and then we have the P3 Roseburg, which is, you know, here in kind of the surrounding areas. And the three P's stand for people, passion, purpose. And so we say people are our passion, which is the reason for our purpose. And that is really, you know, at the core is the patient care, right? Because patients are what drive our business. So we want to make sure that they're being taken care of. And we've seen a huge lack, you know, in providers. And then there's just the provider burnout. And then, you know, it's just really tough to get that good care. And to be your own advocate, like I've had to tell my mom, you know, like, hey, are you asking your doctor this? Have you said this? And her doctor didn't request labs for almost 3 years, and she has something that she should be going in every month. And so just, you know, different things like that, it's like you need to be aware, and most folks aren't. So I just, I'm excited about what we do, and I'm happy we're here, but we get hung up on a lot. So hopefully, you know, more people, when they hear about us, they get to learn about us. Hopefully they won't hang up, or, you know, maybe we at least get the voicemail. That would be great, right, too.
Yeah, I mean, I just think getting your name out there and people hearing, you know, maybe you on the show today and going, oh, okay, well, P3, I know what that is now. And so if I see it on caller ID, you know, I'll answer and I'll listen for an extra 30 seconds.
Fingers crossed.
give you enough time at least to get out the gist of it. But I know what you were talking about with the providers, because back in September I had Dr. Powell on the show and we were talking, and it still sticks with me how crazy this is. But he said they saw about 20,000 visits in August, in the month of August. And I'm like, that is a mind-blowing number. I mean, it sticks with me still to this day. So it's like sometimes those statistics are super powerful for, you know, just kind of letting you know how overwhelmed they are. Because I know a lot of people will complain, oh, my person spends 10 minutes with me. Or the girl comes in and they come in and they like a fairy wand, tap you on the head and leave. And that's not anybody's goal in life. And I know that's not anybody's goal. People don't get into medicine for that to be their goal. And so, you know, they're usually compassionate people that want to make a difference and help people. And that's why they've even gotten into that industry. And so, you know, first I think we need to think about that and just realize that there's also all these people that they're trying to get to. And we do have a shortage here. And so to just be mindful and thoughtful for that, because that number, when he told me that, it just stuck with me so much. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
But I think we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about how you guys partner and everything. So we'll be right back. This is Shannon Sebastian on Your Q, 1240 KQE.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. I am here in the studio today with Teresa Derby from Atrio Health Plans.
Hey ho.
Hello. And Jacqueline Osborne.
Hello.
With P3 Health Partners, or P3 of Roseburg, whatever we're saying.
Multiple names.
I just always just call it P3, and I'm like, oh, I got to be a little bit more official because I have a microphone in front of me. I don't know why that makes me more official, because I'm still my goofy self. But so I know that the two companies are, I want to say, complimentary. And so I'm going to leave it to the two of you on how you want to best describe how P3 partners with Atrio and local physicians and things like that. So take it away.
Yeah, so thanks, Shannon. So a lot of people assume that P3 Health Partners is a health plan, which, given our name, I understand, but we're not. So we are here to support the health plan and the patients that are on that health plan. So basically, our biggest part is the care management piece. So when a patient enrolls with Atrio, and it's a plan that we serve, we can essentially wrap our arms around them and get them all the care they need outside of the exam room. So if it's, you know, food assistance, utility assistance, if they're dealing with, you know, like loneliness and isolation, if they just need to see a doctor that's out of their scope, typically, if they haven't seen their doctor in like a year, if they just, you know, have to go to urgent care, we can call and follow up and say, hey, we saw that you were in urgent care. What's going on? You know, we do medication management and reorders. So there's a whole scope of things that we do. And a lot of people think that we're the health plan. So we're not, but we support Teresa and all of her wonderful agents. So yeah, I'm glad to be here and explain, you know, here and there about what we do.
Yeah, we're really excited at Atrio to have P3, and they've been with us for a while. I can't remember what, 2 years now, 3 years?
Going on 2 years.
Two years.
Almost
and
three.
I honestly, it has been something that's been growing and growing with our members as they learn about it. I have actually a couple of testimonies. This morning I have one. I was talking to a longtime member. And she, you know, I was just questioning, making sure everything was okay with her and stuff. And she was having trouble getting some meds. She mainly didn't understand. And she had a hard time because one of her doctors left. There is a common thing, you know, in Roseburg. Mm-hmm. And so there was two issues there. And I said, well, did you know about P3? And I said, no, it's who we contract with. We'll send out, you know, mailings and everything that are coupled together. And she didn't understand. I said, well, everybody that signs up with Atrio, P3 will call you and offer you a free care plan. What is that? Well, that's where you get to have a one-on-one and see what is needed, if there is anything, or maybe just a health plan. Or, you know, I always think, oh, I want to lose 5 pounds. Well, they'd be willing to talk to you about it. Well, in this situation, it was about, she was a little bit confused about her medications and that she lost a doctor and she was real unstable. And so they called me the first thing this morning at 7:30 a.m. before I wanted it, and, which is fine. You know, it was great. I got to give her the name and number of the member. The member I'd already called and said, hey, this person's going to be calling you. She got details from me, and then she was calling. Not only she looked up what was going on with her provider to make sure she knew, okay, well, she's going in with her provider already, but I'm going to make sure she has her meds and all this stuff, because this particular medicine you don't drop, you know, and these kind of things, and there was confusion there. So she went above and beyond for her. And my other best testimony is from an agent. Her mother-in-law had, unfortunately, had severe diabetes and had both her legs cut off. And that's just freaking scary. And so we don't have a specialized mobility for wheelchairs here. It's in Eugene, Lane County area. And there's no advocate here. Well, P3, their case management, went above and beyond, got in touch with Lane County One, was able to work out from going to the hospital to the skilled nursing to home where they're taking care of her, worked out getting a specialized wheelchair for her, believe it or not, to be able to sit up and down and it would fit her just right. All these extra things P3 did. And we didn't have that here. Thank God for P3, actually. The extra things they will do for our members, and their advocate for between you and the doctor. Not that there's anything wrong with the doctors. The problem is we don't have enough here, so or enough nurses or whatever. So they're there to help. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you try to call your primary, they're busy and they can't just answer. Sometimes you can't get in. Sometimes helping out with P3 can help you with that. So, yeah, that's just one little couple snippets there that they've done for testimonies. And I hope to keep drawing and writing down those testimonies of the good things you're doing.
Well, thanks, Teresa. That's what we love to hear, especially as the community engagement person. I love to hear that we're doing great things out there.
I could listen to that title all day long. I don't know. Every time you say it, I'm like, ooh.
Isn't that fun?
I always say I get to do the fun stuff. But no, that definitely speaks volumes for our team and, you know, just the wonderful people that we get to serve in this population. You know, it's so difficult and you don't realize there's a problem until you're in the middle of it. And then you realize there needs to be change, you know, and that's a huge reason why we have our wellness centers, because we can see patients when they're released from urgent care or if their provider doesn't have time. You know, we just really try to bridge that gap and reduce that provider burnout, but also make sure that patients are still receiving their care. So that's a huge piece of what we do.
So I have a question, because I'm going to play like ask questions that I would think somebody would ask. And okay. So when you see somebody at the wellness center, or, you know, they come there and have is that then chart notes given to their doctor? Like, you're communicating also with the physicians?
Yes, correct. Okay. Yep. So we have the electronic medical record system. And so it pulls from whomever they see, and that includes specialists. So a lot of times if they have to see a specialist too, our care management team will set that up. But anything that we pull, we get like the holistic view of their health. And then that anything that we talk about or anything that goes in on their chart, that will go directly to their provider.
So that's nice to know too, that it's, you know, there's that communication and that piece through the electronic medical records.
It's a good partnering.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a partnering in multiple different facets. I mean, it's not just A and B. It's all these different snippets. And honestly, I mean, if the whole world worked that way, how great would that be if we all just pitched in and did our part? That's what I feel like I'm hearing here. It's like,
that's our goal.
We got this, and you've got this. And So that's awesome. So where is your wellness center located at?
So right now we're sharing a space with Umpqua Transitional Health right off Medical Loop. So within that building by the lab. So we're there for a little bit. And then we also do have a medical group over by the Edenbauer Event Center. So we're local. We're here. We're here to help.
I saw that when we went there for the seminar.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That we were parking in the parking
lot. Our wonderful banner.
Yes. I did see that. I'm like, oh, well, they have a couple locations. So, see, you could teach an old dog new tricks. I'm learning stuff all the time. So, okay. So, I know one of the things that in talking with Teresa, because she kind of tries to educate the agents, and I do try to pay attention. So, was that it's the quality and the amount of time. Well, there's a video out of a nice lady talking about her positive experience with you.
Oh, and, yes.
And it must know that I do insurance or something, you know, and that's all my phone hears all day long, because then on my Facebook and all my stuff, that's all my ads that pop up. And I'm like, I'm not 65 yet. But
they're preparing you.
They are. I'm already getting my 20 calls a day. But tell us, like, it sounds like you guys take a good chunk of time. It's not that come in with the fairy wand, tap you on the head, and
move on.
You're covering a lot.
Yeah, so most of our wellness checks or comprehensive visits are kind of interchangeable. They're typically an hour, and that's just, you know, super thorough. The doctor goes through every single thing with the patient, you know, and that's what we've heard is when patients leave, they say that was the most thorough exam I've ever had, you know, and it's really because they feel heard. They feel that they've actually been able to go through all their lists. They can talk about their medications versus, oh, you came in for this one problem, that's all we're going to talk about, and I'll see you, you know, 3 months from now, or maybe in a year. So that's, and we really try to emphasize coming in multiple times a year to make sure that if there is anything wrong, that we can catch it. Because a huge piece of what we do is also the patient education. So we try to make sure that we give our patients or your members the tools to manage any chronic illnesses and to make sure they're getting checked out so we can catch anything early on so that it doesn't turn into something greater.
Well, and it sounds like because you know it takes about an hour, or that you probably schedule for that. So in all fairness, it's like, oh, if you're scheduling them every hour or hour and a half, then it's nice to know that there's not five rooms backed up and, you know.
Exactly.
Because we've all been in that spot sitting in the waiting room waiting, or sitting in your gown freezing cold waiting.
Yep.
You're like
just looking around the room like, oh, this is fantastic. This is what I wanted to be doing.
Paper gown is so warming and comfortable.
Yes. Exactly.
We've all been there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We've all been
definitely
there. But anyway, I think that's part of it, is that you guys have the ability to schedule that, and that's your goal, and that's your I'm going to say purpose, use one of your own words.
Yes, I love it.
So is to have that thorough visit with that person. And so that the fact that you literally schedule that time out is saying, you know, I value this appointment equitably as much as you value this appointment. And so we're going to be a team together towards our healthcare. So
exactly.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Thank you. I hadn't in originally got the grasp of what it was. And I've had a lot of my clients hugely guilty here. And I said, it's up to you. People can call or not call. What do you want me to mark down? And mine are like, no, I don't want any calls. No, I don't want any calls. And I'm like, okay, well, that's about what 80% of my clients say. But I feel like with spending time with you today and getting a better insight into it, and then it's kind of reiterating what Teresa has told us. But from hearing it, you know, from two different people now, it's like, okay, maybe I could twist my presentation towards this a little bit to say, well, you know, maybe give it a try. And if you don't want it, then don't do it again.
They can opt out.
Like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. We have a lot of...
I'll do a better job. I'm sorry, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Shannon. No, we have a bunch of different materials that we could give you. And one of my favorites is our patient services booklet. It does have the atrial line and everything. It shows our partnership. It shows all these different things like a preventative checklist, where our clinics are. And so that's a wonderful resource that I will tell everybody about. I love them. And I can give you some.
Oh, that'd
so,
be great.
So it's just, you know, again, being in this community is super important to us. We want to make sure that we give our patients and the agents the tools needed so we can be their advocates. And then also for care management, they do get a call when they first enroll, but they can opt out if they choose not to. And then we would only call them if they end up going to the emergency room and we had to follow up with them saying, hey, are you okay? But other than that, we're not going to bombard them. So. Just want to put that plug in.
And I do have to say, I know you guys had a meeting with Atrio and talked with the agents directly. That was literally the day I got diagnosed with COVID.
No.
So I missed that meeting.
Oh, no.
So I just realized that, you know, yeah. I might have had a little bit more of that, but that's that day. So, well, we're going to be right back after this break. Join us for more in just a few minutes. This is your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on KQEN News Radio, 1240 AM.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome back. These hours just go by so fast. It's like you stress about, oh, okay, got a show on Thursday, got to get all prepared. Then you sit here and we're chatting during the break and we're chatting on the show. It just feels like we're chatting. Welcome to our chat session.
Perfect.
So, Teresa.
Yeah.
We talked about December 7th, ending, coming,
5 days,
warning.
5 days left.
Yeah. But there are different times and different scenarios where people can enroll.
Absolutely.
So would you mind
Absolutely.
Touching on that for me?
So officially with Medicare, we're in annual enrollment right now. That means you can make as many changes as you can until the 7th. Then there's Medicare Advantage open enrollment. And that's where if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can make one change to a like plan. So some to know. So if you find out you get a card from some other company that you didn't sign up for, but you remember this weird phone call, maybe you might want to go back to the plan you had, or, you know, you decide, you know, I found out about Atrio's, all those extra benefits. Dang, I want to go into them after all. You can make that one change. Agents really shouldn't be pestering you. That's not what this is for. So that goes from January 1st through March 31st. There's also special enrollment periods that you need to know throughout the year. So one thing I like to let people know is, you know, what if I move to go see my grandkids and I decide to stay there in Arizona? Well, you have, 63 days to make a change mm-hmm. to a plan in the new county state that you live in. So you do have that time to do that, and that is called a special enrollment period. There's others, life qualifying events. What if you discovered that you went to socialsecurity.gov or the Medicare site and you apply for extra help for your prescription drugs? In the business, we know that as low income subsidy. Then you would qualify for a special enrollment period. Mm-hmm. So you might find a plan that works. Now with Atrio, if you qualify for extra help for prescription drugs, we put that right into our plan. We're easy peasy to work with. It's great. So that would lower your prescription costs. And I would also plug in that Shannon knows all about this.
You're so sweet.
You know, a qualified agent would know about that. And you should ask. We all, you know, I always say, if I can get you a coupon or some savings on those prescriptions, I'm going to do it, you know.
Yep,
and this
absolutely.
This really helps. Mm-hmm. So that is another thing you need to know about. And then HRL has had a D-SNP plan. What is that? That is a special needs plan that partners with the state. So basically, you would have full Medicaid and Medicare. Then you could qualify for our special needs plan or our D-SNP. That's the qualification. So always ask your agent if you have, some people call it Oregon Health Plan Plus or something like that, so they can figure out exactly what you have. There's different subsidy levels. If you have the highest level, you qualify for the special needs plan. HRL has a wonderful care management plan. They've added extra benefits to that plan because we know that to qualify for those plans, you're real low income, doggone it. And so mm-hmm. they really pushed a lot into that plan. And what's really nice
right.
is one
they
card
really
doing
did.
It all. Mm-hmm. You show your provider the HRL card if you're on that special needs plan. You don't have to, you know, the provider might want you to show the DHS or the Medicaid card too, but they only have to bill HRL on that plan. Well, what if you don't have the highest level of Medicaid, but you want HRL? Well, you can have it. And as you know, we partner with mm-hmm. on our choice plan a lot of times is what people will ask for. And depending on what it is, it just goes into that plan. So both plans work great. We work familiar. In fact, I had a training with the aging people with disabilities last month with all their caseworkers and stuff like that about the plan. And they're super excited, too, about that special needs plan. So always ask your agent, do I qualify? What about that special needs plan? And if you qualify for that, you can actually enroll in it anytime that's not annual enrollment. That is a special enrollment period for you. It's kind of neat. So buyer's remorse if you didn't get Atrio or you know, you qualify for special. Have I said Atrio enough?
Yeah. No,
well, we
no,
got five
we
days
didn't.
Left. Atrio health plans.
You're correct. And or if you are actually aging in.
Yes.
Yes. Agents.
How about that?
What
you're
does
turning
that mean?
65.
Yes.
You're so excited. I had a client literally today, called me yesterday, but came in today. And we hear December 7th so much.
Oh, I know.
That they were panic stricken. And oh. and I've had another one that had called that was like, I got to make this by December 7th. Well, when
let
when
me
you
test
turn
you.
65,
what
you
is
know?
The rule? What's the rule when you're turning 65?
3 months before the month of and 3 months afterwards.
Your birthday month. Yes.
Birthday month. So I told him, you know what? We have clear till January. Not that I'm poo-pooing people off, because I do love when somebody's being their own advocate and trying to take care of things.
Yes.
But it was like, put your mind at ease. This whole, you know, even us with our 5 days warning, you know, whoop, whoop, you know, fake sirens here. It's, you know, everybody's situation's different. And that's what I also talk to clients about, too. It's like, what's good for you might not be the best idea for your husband. Or,
right.
you know, I mean, you really do need to be your own advocate and take each person's scenario, because... oftentimes, which funny enough, Teresa, most of the time it is Atrio when I hear this. It's like, well, my uncle's brother's cousin's friends, and it's the best. And that might have been a little bit of a stretch there. But so if it's good for them, it's good for me. And it's like, I love that. And that is not a bad choice. That, you know, there's great choices here in town. But you still need to do your due diligence.
Right.
And you do need to check your medications. And you make sure, because Atrio wants you to be the best fit for them.
Yeah.
You know? And they want to be the best fit
for
you.
We want to prove to you we can do good service.
Right.
And we also, you know, might not be the best news sometimes. What if you fell into the donut hole or something? But we're going to tell you truthfully and tell you the reason why.
Right.
You know, and the donut hole is the donut hole for every Part D drug out there.
Right.
So it's something to know. The other thing most people don't know, there's a special enrollment for those wildfires or COVID. I mean, when mm-hmm. the Louisiana had one, you know, from the, was it a hurricane down there? Anyway, they had a special enrollment. We had for a while wildfires special mm-hmm. enrollment here. So that means you can enroll during those times because maybe you couldn't, you know.
Right,
so
you
they
were displaced or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's
I mean,
all
I've,
these
I've literally
things.
Had that happen
right.
a couple times last year. So
yeah, unfortunately, the wildfires has affected our county. So
yeah, mm-hmm. it really did. But hey, this year we're doing. We're.
And I was like, well, huh.
Yeah, I was like, well, not as bad as it was last year.
Yeah.
So you know, it's like knock on wood, praise the Lord, whatever you want to do. It's like I'm grateful for that. But
definitely.
And you, yeah, you mentioned the special enrollment periods for those weird
things. Times.
But you wouldn't necessarily know that because these things, just like the next upcoming election period, isn't something that's marketing. You know,
right.
We don't market those. You're not trying to gain enrollment by those. Those are just special things so that in case somebody did have that scenario, that mm-hmm. they could still get the help or the plan that they need if they truly did miss out for
Honestly,
something like that.
Honestly, Atrial does work 365 days a year.
Right.
The old rumor of you're only alive 3 months, but no. Medicare Advantage plans go all year. So do you agents are working all year. The good
some
agents
us,
are working for
some
you.
Some of us do.
Because, you know, people are moving into the area. They're aging into 65. You might have been on Social Security disability for 24 months and you qualify for Medicare. And then that's when they come see you, Shannon, and
it
find
is.
Out about the plan.
I know.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm geeky weird about it. That's what I've decided. That's what I'm just going to be honest with my clients and be like, oh, I have questions. And I'm like, oh, I love questions. And they're like, you love questions? And I'm like, yes, because if I don't know the answer, I'm going to learn something new.
Right.
And if I do, I love the opportunity to educate and help somebody better understand it or maybe present it in a way that makes it more understandable. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of one of those people that always has these weird, I don't even know. I just did this Tuesday and I was giving one of my little I don't know what I want to call it. But anyway, my little scenarios of how do I explain something. And they're like, was your father a mechanic? And I'm like, no. But I used cars as my example. Oh. I don't know where some of this stuff comes from out of my brain. But anyway, that it works. And people are like, oh, well, that was so easy to understand. And I was like, sometimes we have to take it out of the realm that we're talking in and use an example on the outside world that we can relate to and make it better understandable. And so that's what I try to do, and I love to do that, but I do get sometimes crazy, weird, geeky about it. So I've got all these little things that I say, and people are like, oh, that makes really good sense. Thank you for saying it that way.
That's like one of our providers. We do provider talks in the area, typically with one of the senior communities and then also at the Roseburg Senior Center. And he'll do that. Well, he'll break it down, you know, into real world things to make it understandable. And he explains our wellness checks as, you know how you take your car in and get your oil changed? Well, your body's a lot like that. You got to maintain it, you know?
Right.
And I'm all, I can understand this.
See, the car references, I'm
exactly.
telling you, it
See,
works.
So it's legitimate. I get it.
It works.
Well, and your flu clinics are fun that you had at the Roseburg Senior Center this
year.
Oh,
my goodness, yes.
The drive-up.
I've
never seen so much fun, and what a good turnout we had.
Yes.
And they were doing some quick well check and different things there, and I'm like, wow, they're innovative too. It's kind of fun. Did you have another one coming up?
We do. Thank you. Yes, Teresa was so kind to visit us at the Roseburg Senior Center for our first one this year. We did a series of two for anyone that missed it. And we do have another one coming up on December 14th, and it will be in Canyonville at the Seven Feathers Casino from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is absolutely free, and we will be doing wellness checks on site as well for folks that may just need a little extra kick to their health.
Okay, so did you say drive up?
Nope, it's in the meeting room.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you
in
the meeting room?
Yeah, so it's in person. So yeah, so we're not just taking over their parking lot. It's going to be in the Cedar room. That's where it will be. Yeah, so fancy.
Yeah.
So come see us.
Oh, well, that's really nice. And that's at no cost. I always like to explain that things
are... Yep, it's no cost, even if they aren't Atrial members. It's like, don't hit me. that's absolutely free for anyone that maybe missed it or couldn't get into their doctor to receive their shot. It is completely free. Again, it is the flu shot, not any COVID vaccines. We have been asked that a few times. But yeah, absolutely free. December 14th, Seven Feathers Casino in the Cedar Room.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're going to take our last break. This is just blown by. I can't believe this. We'll be back in just a couple moments. This is Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Okay, we interrupt this girl talk for a radio show. Too much fun in here happening today. So I want to say thank you, ladies, for coming and being here and sharing a little bit about both Atrio and the enrollment periods and P3 and the partnership and what you do for the community and what you do for seniors and for the physicians. And so on behalf of all of those people, I'm going to thank both of you for everything that you do and just encourage you. You're doing a great job and keep going. So
well, thank
the community needs stuff like this. The world needs stuff like this, this beautiful partnerships of people out there just trying to make, you know, our world just a little bit better place by working together and coordinating and bringing good things to our community. So thank you. I'm appreciative, and I know a lot of people out there probably are. So on their behalf, I'll thank you.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
I know I wanted to mention, too, I'm uhing a lot today. That's what you get when you get a week off, you Yeah. But before we went on a Thanksgiving break, because we weren't on because of the holidays, I had Sarah Calvert here from Brookdale, because November was Alzheimer's and Dementia Awareness Month, and so we were talking about that, and we talked about some of the needs that the senior living centers have. And so I really encourage you, if you know you feel it in your heart, I know December is kind of like that giving month, and if you've been looking for something but you haven't had the right thing come up yet that you felt passionate about, consider you know, donating to one of the living facilities or drop something off for Sarah at Brookdale. And some of the items that we had mentioned last time were the socks that have the no slip grippers on the bottoms and neck pillows. And, you know, I didn't even think about that when they mentioned it, but, you know, you go in there and a lot of the people are, you know, in their recliners and you'd get a sore neck, you know? Yeah. So it's like that made complete sense. And nail polish and barrettes so they can do those fun activities. The ladies are always getting their nails done. You know, by the staff, they're so sweet. And hats for the gentlemen, they said, oh, they just love hats and clones. So any of those things that you think about, some of these people don't have family members, and then some of them do, who are very giving and generous and loving. And so, you know, it's nice for everybody to have something to open, or, you know, just even some of those necessities they need, like the little slippery socks. So thank you to everybody who has already done that. And thank you to the people who will think about it today after hearing that. And just really appreciative. And I can't believe it's already December.
No, it just flew by this year. Goodness, it really, gracious.
It kind of really did. And that's why I'm like, we're on this. You know, we're already in December. This is crazy. But I know people are generous and kind of heart this time of year, and that would be something really neat. And I know there's lots of great causes, so whatever fills your heart, restores your soul, whatever makes you happy and you feel good about giving to or supporting, you know, thank you for what you guys do. I think we are a generous, wonderful community, and we always show up for our own. I say that all the time, probably every other show. And so just thank you, Douglas County, for being as great as you are. Honestly, I'm really grateful to live here and to have wonderful people like the two ladies here that I get to work with and be around. So very appreciative. I'm very appreciative for you guys to be here again. So thank you so much.
I appreciate all the work you do, Shannon, for our members, for the seniors, for being on the radio, for talk and making this out. I know I make jokes, how many times can I say Atrio in 5 minutes?
But you've done a fine job.
At this time of year, you know, enjoy those moments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we forget about our seniors. So often they have those fun stories, and to sit down and talk with them or spend time. I had a coworker asking, what can I buy my grandma? She has everything. And I said, you can't buy her time, so go sit with her. Go spend time with her.
Right.
Go some fun. Get her talking. Mm-hmm. You know, get her telling you those stories before we lose them.
Right.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. I know, you know, it just really is important. And you may think you're doing something great for them, and you won't even know the dividends that are being paid to you by hearing those stories. Absolutely. And then you're going to remember them later.
Yes. So, always in our heart when they're gone. So
absolutely.
If you got them around now, enjoy them.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Make a phone call to grandma today.
I know.
There's a pitch.
I'm going to call my mom now. Just to think about that. So
yeah.
Anyway, thank you, ladies. Thank you for everything you do for P3. Jacqueline, for being here and representing P3. And Teresa, for representing Atrio. I think I got it out there a decent amount of times myself. So
great job, both of you.
It was a lot of fun. We're supposed to be here and talking about things, and this was actually really enjoyable. You know, you think about being on the thing and you stress a little bit about it, but this is really enjoyable. So really grateful. Thank you for everybody. And I just wanted to, I had one more thing, and now look at me. I'm forgetting what I was going to say today. That's the problem with it being December already, and me, and I also having 5 days left to get stuff done. So remember your 5 days, make your phone calls, talk to your agent, talk to your company. If you're afraid that you had a phone call and you gave somebody too much information and you're nervous, call your carrier and make sure they're watching out for you and that you're still with them and have that if that's what your wishes are. So, and take P3 up on their phone call if you see them show up on your caller ID.
Yes,
don't
please answer.
Up. Or Premier Insurance either, because I technically was hung up on too, so don't hang up on me. But thank you again, and we will... I guess maybe I might not. I will see you before the holidays. Oh. But Jacqueline, have a wonderful holiday and Merry Christmas to everybody. We will be back next week. This is Shannon Sebastian, sponsored by Premier Insurance on your Q News Radio 1240 KQEN.